The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 32. The Frequent Thought of Death. Men who are attached to this world endeavor to banish the thoughts of death from their minds, as though by avoiding the remembrance of death, they would avoid death itself. But no, by banishing the thoughts of death from their minds, they expose themselves to a greater danger of making an evil end. There is no alternative. Sooner or later, we must die. And what is still more, we can die but once. And if once we be lost, we shall be lost forever. My God, I give thee thanks for having enlightened me. I have already lost too many years in offending thee, but I will now spend the remainder of my life entirely to thy service. Command me to what thou willest, for I desire to please thee in all things. Holy anchorites, who formerly fled the world into deserts, in order to secure themselves a happy death, took nothing with them but some spiritual book, and a skull, but the sight of which they might continually keep up in their minds the remembrance of their last end. They meditated upon it, saying, "As the bones of him whom this skull belonged, so will the bones of my body one day be, and my soul, who knows where that shall dwell?" And thus they endeavored to gain not the goods of this life, but that life which will never end. I give thee thanks, O Lord, for not having suffered me to die when I was in the state of sin. I am sorry for having offended thee, and hope, through thy precious blood, for mercy and pardon. I desire, O Jesus, to renounce all things, and do my utmost to please thee. A certain hermit, being at the point of death, was observed to smile, and being asked why he was so cheerful, answered, "I have always kept death before my eyes, and hence, now that it has come, it does not alarm me. The approach of death, therefore, is terrible to those only who have thought of nothing but gratifying themselves during their lifetime, and have never thought of their last end. But it is not terrible to those who, by frequently thinking upon it, have learned to despise all earthly goods, and to love nothing but God. O my Savior, I perceive that death is already drawing near to me, and as yet I have done nothing for thee, who didst die for me. No, before death, I will, O God, love thee, who art worthy of infinite love. I have hitherto dishonored thee by the offenses which I have committed against thee, but I am sorry for them with my whole heart. For the future I will honor thee by loving thee to the utmost of my power. Give me light and strength to do so. Thou wouldst have me wholly thine, and such do I desire to be. Help me by thy grace. In thee do I confide, and in thee also do I confide. O Mary, my mother, and my hope."